Welcome to Atomic Moms, a modern parenting podcast about the joys and complexities of caring for our children and ourselves. I'm Ellie Noss, and since 2014, we've been celebrating and commiserating with world-class experts, best-selling authors, and moms around the world.
I know. Well, you know what? This is, I know, I actually don't think that the ball is that comfortable.
But. No, it's not you. It's like I have a cooler and...
Oh, yeah. Do you want to sit in the front?
No.
There it goes.
Great. Okay, everybody, this is a girlfriend episode. We are on the road. We're literally on the side of the road. You might be hearing traffic in the background or Bridget eating pretzels. Mm-hmm. Okay, mom friends, please introduce yourselves and tell our listeners which episodes they might have heard you on last.
Hi, I'm Bridget Maloney Sinclair. You may remember me from Dr. Laura Berman's interview where I assisted Ellie, or an episode where we talked about second kids and my baby who's now 20 months was on and he was like a few weeks old.
Oh yeah, we showed up at your house when George was a few weeks old, and that was with Becca.
Yeah, that's when
sitting
I called
across from me.
That was when I called in.
Oh yeah, you weren't even there.
Yeah.
You felt like
the
you were there.
Baby sounds in the background.
We called Becca because she was on a baby moon with her husband and with her first child because all three of us were in various stages of bringing a second child into this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we did a follow-up in River's bedroom. That was another episode about second kids.
Hey, everybody. This is Jessica Coulter. I've been on several episodes, including one where I talked about myself a lot and then felt weird about it.
Did you feel weird about it?
Not, I don't know. I was just like, you know when you have like shame feelings in the car after where you're like, did I just talk about myself a lot?
Your burlesque days and your NFL cheerleading days.
Yes, exactly. And then I did one about...
The ambition interviews.
Which is
okay,
great.
So Bridget, will you explain why we're all sweating in Becca's Volvo?
It's a beautiful new Volvo.
Mm. It's very... the word Volvo sounds so much like Volvo.
I had a dream last night that I'd had this car for a year. I haven't had it for a year. That was the most mundane dream I've
ever
had.
Yeah, wow.
But it was good to
all
share
the,
it on a podcast.
Things we did last night, and that's what your brain came up with?
I had very poignant dreams, I think, because of the talent show. It's a talent show because the four of us are part of a larger online Facebook group for parents.
But Secret Mom.
It's a Secret Mom group.
It's not a cult.
Yeah, but there are a few dads in there who are either married to other dads or single dads. It's really mostly women. There are 900 people in it. It started from 6. And it's no longer open to new members, so I'm sorry. Otherwise, I'd tell you to find us. But two of the members planned a retreat this weekend up by Lake Arrowhead in California. So we had 2 days of programming, like they're all led by members of the group. So there were yoga classes and exercise classes and
handwriting analysis.
There was a primal scream in
there
the
was
woods.
A primal scream.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a purpose workshop.
Mm-hmm. There's a Broadway class.
Mm-hmm.
A clothing swap.
Mm-hmm.
Board games. Friendship bracelets. There was a weird playgirl hanging out with Brad Pitt on the cover.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, we all saw Brad Pitt, and now I feel bad. I feel like I violated Brad Pitt by even looking at that vintage playgirl.
It was not like it would have felt
magazine.
Different if he had actually
he didn't
posed for it. But it was like a long lens.
Yeah, it was non-consensual.
Right.
Wouldn't fly now, I don't think.
No.
But it was a very... So we, the four of us are also friends in real life. So we came up together and we got to bunk together.
Mm-hmm. And so we've had 24 hours away from our children.
Yes. And partners. Yes.
Now, Becca, first time away from your youngest.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, okay, so the entire deal with my youngest is that a month ago he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And so that's really been my like full all-encompassing world the last 4 weeks. And so this is my first night away from him, period. And also since he's been diagnosed, which was the bigger deal kind of like, and my husband is totally on top of everything. He's been doing a great job, but his care has mostly been in my hands. So this was a big moment for me to step away and let go of the control of that. And I really, really needed it because I've been very mired in, kind of like the care and maintenance of him. So this was so good for me to just have a, you know, get back to myself and my friends and like a world outside of type 1 diabetes. So that it's been really important and successful and very good for me.
Bridget, what was your biggest takeaway from the 24 hours at Mom Camp? Besides your outrageous popularity, you're very active on the Facebook group.
I am.
And I felt like I was with a celebrity.
Fully, totally.
People were like, oh, you're Bridget.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I know you.
I have a lot to say. Just generally.
So share.
No.
I have a lot to say.
Yeah. Period.
Silence.
Yeah, no. I just mean that, like, I comment on a lot of stuff. And I'm home a lot. So I'm on the internet. No, it was really fun to meet people. I did not have an internet life. I don't know about you guys or listeners, but like I didn't have a live journal. I didn't have instant messenger until I got to college. Like I wasn't an internet teen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was too old for Tumblr, really. Like when that was taking off, like I didn't understand the social aspect of that. So this is the first time, and I didn't online date. This is the first time in my life I've had like an internet life, like an online life that I've met people through the internet that I didn't know before and like hung out there, kind of.
Did you feel any sort of need to present yourself IRL in real life in the way that you might on the feed?
Well,
like present yourself as like the cool,
as like a more curated. No,
yeah.
Because I have a very clear-eyed, honest approach on the internet. I generally am very frank about who I am, and obviously, like that's my perspective, and I'm sure I know it's curated just by virtue of how one presents oneself anywhere. But I didn't feel like I had anything to live up to because I kind of think I deliver it.
Hmm.
I mean, I present myself.
No, yeah,
the
that
way
it's
I
not
really
like
am.
That. It's
no, it's
online.
True.
You're
like,
not. Just, you're already not.
You're
that
as witty
you
in person
actually.
As you are. When
you just
you're
have
writing
to like uphold
this.
Your truth, which
yeah.
is yeah. you do that.
I
mean,
with ease.
I have right. way less typos when I'm speaking than when
right.
I'm
really. I think I have way more typos when I'm speaking.
Oh,
I make up words and I'm constantly deleting while I'm talking. Like I go back. I backtrack so
sure,
much.
I do.
As all our listeners know, Jessica. Most important. What is in your fanny pack?
Oh. Fanny pack. Oh, I have some leaves. I'm teaching. My daughter goes to TK at her local public school, and they don't have an art teacher, so parents are the art teacher. So I'm the head of her classroom's art docent program. So every other Friday, I go and I teach them art. This Friday, we're doing a leaf project, so I collected some nice leaves for them to do some various like. What's that thing where you, like, I'm a great art
Rubbing.
Teacher. Rubbings, thank you. Just so, I'm so qualified. I have some leaves. I have a hand pump as well. Leaves and pumping.
Did the hand pump stay in your fanny pack the whole time?
It was like a holster
yeah,
situation.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right.
It was like a, yeah, it was like a GUN.
You might have seen it on Insta
but,
Stories,
that, but
listeners.
Right. Yeah.
I'm the only one in this car without a fanny pack.
That's
I'm
true.
Feeling pretty left out. What's
Gotta
in your
you
fanny pack, Bridget?
I actually don't have an answer at the ready. One cookie, some CBD mints, some York peppermint patties for my children.
Yep.
And my wallet, or not my wallet, my ID and some cash, and a house key.
I left my house key at Becca's house because I was afraid. I know I'm getting to know myself pretty well in these 35 years, and I know that if I went to a camp, I would lose the key at the camp hours away from our home.
Yeah.
So, Becca's got it at her house. I wasn't sure where. And her husband informed me before we left. I was like, I gave Becca my key. I don't know where it is. And he's like, it's where the keys go. And I was like, oh, this is a very differently run household from
mine. It's very organized.
It is very organized. But when I was leaving to go to Becca's house for this road trip, I could not find my keys. Actually, I still couldn't. Then I lost the backup set. I am a mess.
Look, I
Sabrina
also,
found the like, backup set in my back pocket.
That's amazing. Well, don't let the organization of my home fool you, because I have about 1 in 10 times that I leave the house where I can get in the car and think if I have everything I need. And the answer is yes. And I can actually just drive away.
Yeah.
The other 9 times I have to go back into the house for something like my keys or my phone.
Yeah. Keys,
or
wallet, phone. You have
my
to say
wallet.
That.
Keys,
like,
wallet,
it's,
phone. That's the order.
It's very important things. My child.
Your child?
No.
Oh, you can't. You, yeah, come on. We all just got nervous. No. Because that's obviously such a huge fear.
You remember when Chubbs?
No.
Oh, and then Bridget is, oh, God. Okay, so our dog, Chubbs, who we love dearly, and he was our first baby, and maybe should have been a sign that we shouldn't have children. We were driving up from Adam's family's place in the suburbs of Detroit up to northern Michigan, and Chubbs was in his little Sherpa bag. Mind you, this dog is always afraid of getting left behind. He would, like, lay in our suitcases all the time because he wouldn't want to be left behind. He was in the Sherpa, and we left him. I was afraid we accidentally ran over him backing out of the driveway without knowing.
But you didn't, how long?
It was hours.
Yeah.
It was hours. But mind you, it's a dog in a bag in the back seat. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not that noticeable. But then I was really afraid he was like baking in the driveway. Luckily, everyone, listener, stay with me here. He was in,
he was in the kitchen.
And it was totally fine because Adam's dad was still at work. So he just came home from work to take care of our dog because we are children, 20-something children who didn't deserve to have the best dog in the world. And we reunited.
He was thrilled.
It was great.
Yeah, Adam's dad just drove him up later, right?
Yeah, it all worked out. My grandmother, may she rest in peace. Actually, both of them is such a bummer. The four kids left the baby, my Uncle Johnson, in the crib. She'd gotten all four kids in the station wagon, and they were a good hour and a half away.
That is so scary.
Oh, she remembered that the baby was in the crib.
But the crib is the best place to have left
him.
That's a terrible story, but better to leave him in the crib than in the car.
And that became this,
or anywhere else.
This was a family joke for so many years about, like, leaving, like, Johnson, and we all forgot Uncle Johnson, and we're all laughing, and now that I'm a mother, I'm like, oh, that is awful. And when I asked my grandmother when I visited her this spring in Chicago, she said that my grandfather was so crazy. How vindictive is this? She says, who knows if it's true, but he drove as slowly as possible on the way home just to punish her for leaving
the baby. That's really a mess. Also,
anyway,
like, he left the baby too.
Yeah, exactly. No kidding. And that's my grandmother's point.
Now that I think
one of her final points in life was that she had gotten them all ready and he had done nothing.
Yeah, except leave the baby.
That's all he did. Right. But it's all okay because Johnson was definitely my grandmother's favorite. So, they made up for it. I forgot what it was like to sleep on a top bunk.
It was rough.
It was not as fun as I recall.
Right.
It was as, like, dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous.
More dangerous.
Lots of fear.
I honestly was like, I don't think my left leg works properly because these ladders were 1 foot at a time, right? Do you know what I'm saying? There's only room, it was very thin. You could only put one foot on each rung.
But there was like two rungs.
They weren't rungs, they were holes kind of. And I tried to climb up with my left leg and could not really support my whole body weight with just my left leg. Yeah. I practiced and then I could.
But you might need some physical therapy.
I am much weaker on my left leg.
I did discover in Pilates that I have like an incredible imbalance in the strength of my legs.
Me too.
I do.
But that's because I had tumor surgery. I just wanted to bring that up.
I think it's I think it's because I drive with 1 foot. And the other leg is kind of real strong. That's why my hips are so tight.
Okay, so for me, I think the highlight of the weekend was the talent show that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Just like seeing really, really funny women and also like outrageously talented singers.
And just like the Dirty Dancing factor, which, I mean, yeah, they had a talent show, right?
Yeah, when they, talent show, the song, and it's like the sisters.
Oh, yeah, like you've already all bonded and then you're watching each other do it.
It felt very like idyllic.
Like camping.
Like it actually happened. Mm-hmm. It came together.
Mm-hmm. When I FaceTimed with my children this morning and when I came out of the cabin to do it, it was FaceTime o'clock. Like every woman was outside of her cabin. We were all like, look at the mountains. But my husband said, how's the talent show? Because he knew there was going to be one. And I said, great. And my daughter said, what was your talent, Mom? And I was like, oh, I didn't sign up. But had I.
Supporting others.
Yeah.
What would you have done?
I said I probably would have told a story. And she said she would have done 20 bridge poses.
Which is a fair choice.
Yeah. That's a talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ow, that hurts just thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't know. She does more like a crab walk bridge pose. She takes some liberties.
Still.
That's great. Becca, what would you have sung?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, probably guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have sung. I mean, I don't. I do. I prefer not to sing.
Like,
in
what
public.
Kind of song? Like, Wind Beneath My Wings? Or
yeah, Wind Beneath My
okay,
Wings.
Great. I mean, I yeah, assumed.
Good callback to my. Yes, I.
Callback
no,
to what? We all missed it.
Oh, no.
Except for the two of you. No inside jokes on the podcast.
No, yesterday I said how proud I was of the three of you and what wonderful women I think you are. And I was thinking in my mind, I want to be the wind beneath your wings. But I don't, actually don't think
I think that's I have
said
wings,
it out loud.
And I think you got into my brain.
You said it out loud earlier when I said something and you were like, this is a way I can support you and be the wind beneath your wings. But it was something like loading the car.
I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, it wasn't like
but
a...
But then you forget her. Becca.
Becca forgot me at the camp.
We were all packed up. You were Uncle Johnson.
I was.
We were all packed up and we were all buckled in and driving away.
And then Bridget walked like casually out of the cabin.
Well, because she was saying goodbye to all of her fans.
Right.
She has so many fans.
Doing the royal wave. And I was like, oh, look, here comes Bridget, who's not in the car.
Yeah, I thought you were just backing up.
Yeah.
Little did I know.
Jess and Ellie told me to tell you.
No,
I was
Ellie goes,
backing
don't.
Up.
She goes, don't tell her. Just say you were moving your car. And I'm like, why? What? That's hilarious.
Well, the car in front of you did need you to back up, and that's how that initiated.
That's what I thought.
And then
you
just rolled
you were
with
getting.
It. Right. And also, everyone, I'm really into lying these days.
Yeah.
I've never been a liar. Honestly, I get everything off my chest. Maybe that's why I'm so flat. Like, I cannot keep anything to myself.
Well, that's the opposite of lying.
I know. That's how I've always been. But now I'm really into sort of fibbing. Like, oh, for example, oh, my God, you guys. I told Sabrina, moms, write down this parenting tip. She's been hacking into my phone. I need to just change the 6 or 7-digit code, whatever it is. It's really annoying. She likes to press the Netflix button and then start watching True, and it becomes the whole thing. And I told her.
I loved True, too.
Ugh.
I like True, too. I do not like Luna Petunia.
All of them. I'm just like, this is ugh. So,
really
it's just too bright and too loud, and I clearly have sensory issues. But I told her that if she uses my phone without my permission, the phone knows, and after a couple minutes, it'll zap her.
That's an awesome lie. I would totally use that.
And now, by this reaction, I'm wondering if that was really not okay to do.
I think it's okay. Cyrus told Minnow that if she doesn't brush her teeth twice a day, she turns into a pirate. She believes it so wholeheartedly. And now she's got, like, I mean, there's, like, a whole philosophy behind it where she's like, well, if I turn into a pirate, and then we're like, well, yeah, you get, like, your teeth get rotten, and then you get an eye patch, and there's, like, a pirate shows up, and then, like, Peg Leg Town. And then you're living on a ship. And she's like, well, if I'm living on a ship, where are you? And I'm like, I'm going to have to stop brushing my teeth so I can be with you. And then she's like, well, but then what about Papa? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe we should just brush our teeth.
Yeah.
And it works. And
she asks down for that constantly.
Well, I had a backfire where growing up when I was still little enough to be bathed, or not to be, but my parents still bathed me. Yeah, when we all enjoyed that.
Yeah.
My parents would say, oh, we don't wash behind your ears, because this was something my grandfather would say. Potatoes will grow there because you'll have so much dirt.
I heard that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. So we have to make sure there are no potatoes there. So I just, without thinking, started saying it when Phoebe is really small, and she has now decided that's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
She's like super scared that potatoes are actually going to grow behind hers. And I was like, that's not real. It's an example. It's saying like you could have so much dirt, potatoes grow. And she's like, are there potatoes behind my ears?
Yeah,
oh,
they're so literal.
That's very scary.
Yeah.
Did you know the Roald Dahl short story about the radishes, the boy who doesn't bathe, and then he gets, like, the dirt, and they plant the radishes on him?
Oh.
Is that...
Roald Dahl's very dark.
Yeah,
so dark.
Very dark.
Sorry, but, I just suggested
like
you read.
Was it Roald Dahl?
I suggested you read from Roald Dahl to River.
Oh, yeah.
Sabrina's reading I love her preschool class, the reading. I'm really a big fan of... one of her teachers, like, I want to hang out with her, which I have to check myself with. Although I think her little baby and Eliza might be in the same class in a year.
Yeah. Oh.
So then I can be friends.
And you can be mom friends.
But she actually listened to the birth episode of this podcast, though, so I feel like the boundaries are gone already.
Yeah.
Like, she heard me, like, moaning.
Yeah, that strips it away.
She is reading to them Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, that's cute.
And they're going chapter by chapter. But I told her that was my big starring moment, was Veruca Salt in 8th grade. Mm. I want an Oompa Loompa now,
No,
Daddy.
Do it all the way. You can do it.
I want an Oompa Loompa now, Daddy.
That was good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's like the best accent I've ever done. Okay. Moving on. Friendship bracelets are a lot harder than I remember making. Oh my God, you finished it's your really friendship cool. bracelet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Becca tied it on for me with like a cool knot thing.
What the heck? Well, I still have like...
It's upside down. I want to tie mine, but I don't have scissors to...
You finished yours?
I don't know.
Oh, Becca could tell my bracelet was upside down. I don't have... I am not a perfectionist, so it's easy for me to finish things because I finished them poorly.
You didn't finish that poorly. You didn't miss a stitch.
No. I doubled up some. But
I saw all those puzzles and board games, and I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot. Like, I want to be a person that likes that stuff, and I just don't.
I like it if there was, like, I felt like there was too much stimulation, and I can't focus on puzzles and board games. Like, I love a good chill moment to do a puzzle. Like, a good couple hours to, like, do nothing.
Or, like when the kid goes to sleep.
I can't just leave it there, though. Like, if I'm going to do a puzzle, I want to be able to keep it and frame it. there's something about the word?
Impermanence?
The impermanence of it that's I find highly upsetting.
Yeah, right. But that's, like, a good exercise for you. Buddhist. It's like the mandala.
I like it. I like it, like, if I'm listening to an audiobook.
Yeah.
Which I had to stop because I like audiobooks for driving when I needed to take a break from the news a few months ago in the car. But my problem would be then I'd want to keep reading when I'd get home. And I was often listening to things that was too sophisticated to have on a speaker through to your headphones if people are awake and you're in the house. So then I'd wait till my children went to bed and my husband was doing something else. And then I'd be like, well, I can't just sit here. Mm-hmm. At the dining room table with my headphones.
It's not productive. Right. But doing a puzzle is doing very productive.
It does feel,
I was like, I'm going to watercolor while I finish Laura Lippman's Sunburn. And then, but then I was like, or I could like empty the dishwasher, which is the really, yeah, and I was like, no, thank you. I'd rather sit here.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Northern Michigan, we love doing puzzles. It's really fun, like, the idea of people coming in and putting one, and then after the week is up, then it's all done.
Yeah, we do that. I think my family does that at Thanksgiving every year, too. Uh-huh. Like, people wander in and out of the room.
That's a good tradition. I won't really steal that.
Yeah. We're all sweating. We've all, like, really...
Very hot in this car.
The layers are coming off. I am curious, though, about your social media cleanse, Becca. Whether you will get back online now. I mean, it's kind of crazy to be on a social media cleanse and then to go to a weird, awesome Facebook camp.
So it was a weird time to do a social media cleanse. It was a social media break, and it started about 3 weeks ago. And it was a weird time to take a social media break for two reasons. One was that the mom's retreat was imminent, and these are internet moms, and so, like, I kind of came in feeling, like, disconnected from the group. But immediately, it was such a wonderful group.
And there's definitely people listening are like, yeah, because you've never met them in real life. Right. Like, that's why you feel disconnected.
Right, exactly, because I'm actually not connected. But no, but it was like that didn't, it turned out that didn't matter. Everybody was so friendly and wonderful and open anyway. And then the other reason that it was kind of a weird time to take a break was because I joined a group for parents of children with type 1 diabetes that was really, really helpful. It's a wonderful group and like so much information and such a great resource. And I decided to take a step away from social media because that group was a little too intense for me, and I really wanted to just focus on Wilder's health and not be distracted. And at the same time, like, every day I have questions that come up about diabetes where I'm like, oh, I should just post, like, this would be a good thing to post to the group, and I would get immediate answers. One time I posted from the hospital and I was like, what snacks should I buy when I go home? Like, what should I keep in the diaper bag? And it was like 20 responses in 20 minutes. Like, it was amazing.
Wow.
Like, it's amazing. It's a big group. It's like 10,000 people or something, but it's incredibly supportive and amazing. They raise money to like give people medical supplies, or like a recent one I saw was that they raised money to get somebody a diabetic alert dog. And like, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It seems like a wonderful, amazing community. So I am definitely going to get back online. It's been very nice though to just not have that, like, at the end of the day. Normally I'll lie in bed, for example, and like look at my phone for way too long, just kind of like catching up on social media stuff from the day. And it's been nice to just like either choose something else to do or just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, that's been huge. Mm-hmm. But I miss it. And I miss the groups and I miss the online communities that I have. And I also, like, am really looking forward to getting back to that group for the amount of information that they have that's going to be helpful to me.
Have y'all ever cleansed? A digital cleanse?
I don't think so. I only have when it's, like, we're going, like, my friend Emily's wedding a few years ago was in Santa Fe, and I don't know why it matters where it was, but we were in and out
Santa
of service.
Santa Fe sounds very cleansy.
Yeah, it is. We were near some vortexes, maybe. But I just was like, I'm not, other than posting wedding pictures on the night, mm-hmm. so that doesn't count. But I didn't check anything.
Did you feel better? Or did you?
I was very.
Present?
I had a lot of responsibilities as a bridesmaid,
oh, so you
and
just
I was pregnant.
You were stressed.
Yeah, but it just didn't. I was like, I don't need the. I'm not going to check in with
it. Yeah, I don't do
week,
when I travel. I don't look at social media. But also for me, that doesn't really count as a cleanse because I think what would be more cleansing is getting it out of my daily routine because
right.
I like have that weird twitch
compulsive.
Of like having to.
Yeah,
look.
I have.
Or
it
like
too.
I'll be like, I'm deleting the Facebook app, and then I'm like. www.facebook.com.
Right. Totally.
Like,
yes.
Wait a second. This is not like,
right.
it's just taking longer.
That's
right.
what I do. I don't have it on my phone to try to avoid, and I just check it on my phone
constantly.
All day long.
You guys, during my Facebook, during my social media break, I tried to log on to the Facebook website on my phone, but you need a code, and it like somehow there's a glitch where it's not texting me the code. So, like, I tried.
Like, you used an app to hinder yourself?
No, I didn't. It just happened
smart.
To not work. And so I was like, all right, I
more
think this is
really.
The universe telling me that, like, you're not doing this cleanse right.
Yeah.
Like, just
right.
chill out.
In closing, my friends, what's one piece of advice you'd give moms going into their week? Just
week?
Like one thing. Yeah. For any mom.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I think that I had a conversation yesterday about, like, the... Was it... Were you telling me about the Tony Robbins thing?
I was.
Ellie.
You were.
Probably me.
I think, like, wake... Like, having the goal each day of, like, feeling like you're on top of it or doing something to make yourself feel like you're getting in the mentality of, like, I'm really killing it. I think that that is, like, an incredibly positive way to live and to parent and to be in the world and to be with your children. That would be my advice.
Yeah, I was telling Becca about there's... If you go on YouTube and you look up Tony Robbins, like, priming or, like, I don't know. I'm not... Clearly, I'm not a devotee because I can't remember what it's called, but it's, like, a 10-minute thing.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
That, and you do this, like, breathing thing. It's like... You do a bunch of sets of it, and then it's great because you, after you basically are changing your physical state and kind of going back into what we talked about in the sensory processing issue with your nervous system, then you think of three things that you're grateful for, and then after that, you're able to and really visualize them, and then you go into what you want, and you visualize sort of the end result of that. In the days that I have done this little 10-minute exercise, things have worked out really well for me. Mm. So yeah, like priming for your day. It's funny because I'll go downstairs and I'll get the kids all ready, and then Adam will be with them, also helping getting them ready when I sneak back upstairs into bed to do the 10-minute thing. But that's been great. I think my piece of advice is like just... make up as many white lies to your kids as possible.
Great. That end with minor physical harm.
Just a little bit.
Just harm, but like
I don't want to be the only
pain.
One in the family who had an anxiety disorder. So shocking my child.
Share it.
I
the
would say
threat of shocking.
Another piece of advice, like maybe don't have a meatball sub before you sit in a hot Volvo with your friends.
Or
a
hot
podcast.
Vulva.
Or a hot Volvo.
Either of the hot things.
I think I would say just remember, like, it was really cool this weekend to see so many women who had made, I'm sure, so many arrangements to make this possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And to take that moment for themselves and to, like, remember who they are outside of their families. So how about that? Like, get in touch with who you are outside of being mom.
Yeah. That's a great
That's
one.
That's great.
I'm nothing better.
That was
a Can you
one.
Top me, Jess?
No, I mean, mine was just to, like, try something new. Like, I've been doing that a lot lately, just to mix things up. Mm-hmm. I feel like
it can be something really small, but just like, I don't know. I started doing Krav Maga and now I'm like really into street fighting.
Yes.
But like, it makes me feel very like protected and powerful, and it's something I would have never thought I would do. And now I'm just, it's like a new skill I'm learning, and I'm very excited to have a new skill that could also protect my family.
And how tall are you, Jess?
4'11".
You're 4'11" doing Krav Maga. I just need everyone to see, they can't see you.
I have bloody knuckles right now. See that guy?
Oh my gosh.
That's from punching stuff.
That's
so
amazing. Well, enjoy your leaf art project on Friday. Okay, listeners, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We've got a new website up, atomicmoms.com. Join us on Instagram, @atomicmoms. I've been putting up stories. And our Facebook, the little private group. If you have questions, like the other moms that listen to this podcast are really great at answering them. Mm-hmm. Everyone else has way more answers than I do. I'm really going to... like my chest is like already, I'm getting anxious about sharing the thing about the phone, but it's fine. Some of us share white lies so that our kids don't hack into our information.
I told Minnow that when she lies, I mean, you know, tells not a truth to like get a result. I'm like, if I look back on the mom cam, am I going to see that's what really happened? What is the mom cam? She thinks there's a camera on her at all times called the mom cam.
Oh my God.
She doesn't know.
It's her super ego.
That's
a serious Truman show.
But then she'll look at me and she'll be like, don't look back on the mom cam. This is what really happened.
Okay.
Yes. So there you go.
Everyone, tap into your inner mom cam. Until next week, trust in your goodness, live out your greatness, rock on. Atomic Moms! Woo!